Congressman Condit's most important audiences last night were on Capitol Hill and in his home district in the Central Valley of California. Today, the reviews were not encouraging. In his hometown of Modesto, California, Condit's defenders found themselves besieged while his doubters still had plenty of questions. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In this conservative Central Valley congressional district, nothing polarizes public opinion like Gary Condit's handling of his relationship with the missing Chandra Levy. The morning after, the Condit interview is the hottest topic on local radio and TV. Still, judging from the range of opinions gathered in a Modesto mall, Condit's constituents are growing weary of the scandal and the media it's drawn to the growing farm community. Several people wave off questions as soon as Gary Condit's name is even mentioned. Still, there are those like Joanne and Bruce DeMass, retirees, who count themselves as Condit diehards.
I think they ought to leave him alone. I think he's...
He ought to have his civil rights the way all of us do.
Yeah. I mean, the police, the FBI, all say, you know, he's not involved. So why do they keep pressuring him this way?
Across the mall parking lot, Wilma Post pauses just long enough to say last night's interview didn't change her opinion of Gary Condit.
Well, I thought if he had an affair, he should have admitted it, but I don't hold it against him. I'd vote for him again.
There's a sense that those who were predisposed to support Condit before the interview remain on his side. But then there are people such as Tom McKendrick, a retired office manager who said she tried to watch the interview with an open mind.
I think he did too much hedging and no direct answers. He really didn't reveal much of anything any more than we already knew. So I was pretty disappointed.
Last night in the nearby town of Turlock, a group of private citizens got an early viewing of the interview via satellite, 3 hours ahead of most people in this district. As he left the viewing, Tony Silva, a police officer, was shaking his head in disappointment.
I thought that he demonstrated basically kind of the polished politician ideal, that even if asked simple questions that, you know, in simple English terms, that even a school-aged child would understand the meaning of, seemed confused, wanting to change the meaning of the questions, and this is something we've seen Bill Clinton do, and now seeing Gary Condit do a similar thing.
Another viewer, real estate broker Larry Rumbach, described himself as a Republican who had supported Condit in the past.
It's very interesting. It was very evasive. I came in here hoping that he would give me a reason to vote for him again, and he didn't.
The feeling that Condit had been evasive and not provided his constituents with sufficient information came up time and again. Larry Gavinter teaches politics and public administration at the California State University at Stanislaus.
What he did not do tonight, and what people expect, I think, of a man, much less a congressman, is one who expresses some degree of empathy, consideration, caring, some expression of remorse, some expression of distress that a lover is missing, whether he loved her or liked her. And some expression, now that she's been missing so long, of grief.
If that is the prevailing view in Gary Condit's district, it would appear then that his campaign to explain his side of the story to his constituents took only a small step last night, a very small step. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Modesto, California.